leave to see that the children were still sleeping. But when they stopped, they both realized that Nicholas had been shot, and they rushed him to a hospital. Sadly, after 2 days in the hospital, Nicholas died. One can only imagine the grief and sadness Reg and Maggie Green must have felt at that moment. But they made a decision that touched the lives of many people and the hearts of millions around the world. They decided to donate Nicholas's organs to Italians who were very sick and needed them. By giving them Nicholas's organs, Reg and Maggie felt that they could help others. Nicholas's future had been taken away, so the Greens wanted to give a future to someone else. Their gift turned a senseless tragedy into a lesson in giving. Italians were very moved. They could not believe that visitors from another country who had suffered such a terrible loss could be so giving at such a terrible moment.
Page 56. Exercise C. Listening. Listen to summarize. Read the questions and listen to part one of the story about Nicholas Green and his family. Take notes on your notepad. Then summarize the first part of the story with your partner.
Reg and Maggie Green were on vacation with their children on the island of Sicily in southern Italy. It was a long way from their home in California in the United States. They had just spent the day sightseeing and were driving on a highway back to their hotel. It was evening, and their 7-year-old son Nicholas and 4-year-old daughter Eleanor were fast asleep in the back seat. Suddenly, another car with 2 men pulled up beside them. The man on the passenger side had a gun, and he was screaming at them through the window. As Reg Green stepped on the accelerator and drove away quickly, he could hear gunshots. He drove as fast as he could to the nearest town. Maggie was